basic restrictions on the person of the Kohen. The Chaim says that personal status is irrevocable and is on to the Shemitah. And the proofs, two proofs. One is the Shuach will come from. That's what the said about the Shuach. Not everything is said. It was the Shuach. But the Shuach will come, the Shuach will come. The Digash will come, the Digash will come. He would say, what is his status? Interesting, because it's just a challenge. Only the summer.
And that personal status is irrevocable. And it's on to the Shemitah.
And the proof, two proofs. One is the Shuach will come from. That's what the Shuach said about the Shuach. Not everything is said. It was the Shuach. But the Shuach will come, the Shuach will come. The Digash will come, the Digash will come. He would say, what is his status? Interesting, because it's just a challenge. Only the summer. His interesting status is still a problem. He, if he does have voter mitzvah, he doesn't work before the garden, like any other calling. But he's also the grusha and carrying the time of the name. What kind of star is it? What kind of that's exactly the form? He does have a meaner going garden, but it's because of the personal kedusha of Mashua, Shemana Mishra, that he does that. That's number one. And number two, Rav Chaim tied it into the Pasuk of Chumash. The Pasuk of Chumash says that brothers and Aviv died, so the brothers are not permitted to the time of the day. Why do I have a strong brother? The Pasuk of Chumash, the Zilba Perez. Why did I tell the strong brother to Moshe, tell Aaron that he neither he, nor a lot of them he summoned to go in the time of the day? Why? He, Shemen, Mishkat, Chodesh Aleichem, something approximately goes, but I'm interested in. Right now, because Elazar and Yisrael, they weren't calling them Gedolim, but they were unique in history. What was unique about them? Because their father, when he had them, wasn't the coin yet. They had been saying all about Hashem and the Mishnah. So although they were playing Kohanim at the altar, they still had to have what? They had to have, they could not in the time of the nation. And they would have to refuse to believe the battery. The time to stay in it. The regular average Cohen Gadol who had, in fact, Shemana Mishmah, can never, ever, ever be looked to marry an Almana or to go to a seminary. Never. He can be, in fact, deposed by his fellow Cohen for whatever reason. Doesn't matter. He'll be also forever. The Chazal Tov already hinted at it by taking the distinction, but he's kind of positive, a reason. Look at the condition of the time of Shas, the Gadol of Shas. He has his
keep
at length. Okay? That's one
side point.
Yes.
And the first only then are you not to become Kalim. You're going to simply go Halehem. And also, and then, but when Aaron died, he was, a lot of the came, the promotion they made to bury Aaron.
So first of all, wait a minute, wait a bury Aaron. That's not true. Only Moshe buried Aaron. We don't know exactly what happened over there. It wasn't a normal situation. Horror, here, where. I mean, I don't know exactly how it worked. Yeah, it was a different.
But today, so what they say, was a different going in afterwards. It doesn't show how they said, but even that, so what they wouldn't be.
That's what it was. Okay, this point number two, Rashi has a kasha over here. A kasha. Rashi asks over here, the Yim Tomar, the Blam and Allah. Listen carefully. The Yim Tomar, Yesh Tan Lav Zona. Ebula Kogol, what's the Lav Zona? Answers Rashi, no, what are you talking about? Lo Ashkafan, Tana, the Omar, Kone, Abol, Apsri, Asol, Zona. El Rabalazo. Let Hilkoto come and say. The Zon Elan is Elas the Postal Law. The Rashi's point out of the Azimah is against Rebbe Lozo. Bulan Daf Yomi, he came across it. Samak Allah, I think, in New Bumas, tell us what it is. Moon Chess, the middle of Samak, okay. Moon Chess, the middle of Samak Allah, too. That's the Rebbe Lozo, oh, stop. Rebbe Lozo's right, bad news. Rebbe Lozo was right, a call has to be really careful who he knows. Because if it's by any Jewish woman, whoever lived with any other Jewish man, whatever, then the client can't marry a point of Rebbe Lozo. There's some possible knock for that Rebbe Lozo. Oh. tossing against Rebbe Lozzi. Only if they're going to look her. Only if she's living with a girl, that's a problem. That's a big problem, because the woman was not observant from her earliest youth. And she now wants to marry a Cohen, she has a problem. She has a problem. Be very careful. So, you don't have to have a lover, but it's not as bad as it could have been, but it's still pretty bad. You got a woman who's lost one boy as a boyfriend, somewhere in college somewhere, or in high school somewhere, or in entry school somewhere. So then, junior high, they call it, right? Junior high, wow. Then, that's the other serious. These newspapers, I'm not trying to do this. Okay. Rabbeinu said we're now ready to begin the next episode. Gemara says, La Puki, oh no. Omer Abkizda, Hakomode the ball, Anida, Shemishalim Snap. Everyone agrees that the guy is born, Anida is paid Snap. Why? The man of the Eshbarvaya, and I'm the Eshbarvaya. Anida is a very interesting halacha, although it's a key of Torah, Afal Pikain, if a man marries Anida, the marriage is fine, it better be fine, it happens all the time. Die out of 10 months of engagement. And then they plan the wedding day, and by the time they get married, it's all but rape and whatever, and they will cut pills, they will put on work, and they will cut some other time, but, however, but, instead of it's Anita, well, they cancel the wedding. So, Sedum are very small. Sedum are very short engagement. And Sedum will not, you will not, if you never have any spiritual cousins, and you get insulted, they're not going to go back to the wedding. You'll get, usually, you'll get the, I know, I'm to you, you get the invitation 2 weeks before the wedding. That's when you get the invitation. After they have it all, ask your cousin, they're going to come out exactly the way it's supposed to come out, and then they send you the invitation. Ah, it'll be a freak, and it can happen, but, Stephen has almost never goes wrong with Stephen, but I can tell, Stephen a mockery, that after the chuppah, the cousin takes the collar down to, that's the use of the mattress. By us, we think, what's this? But by seeing the mattress on that, we just have to dig out the mist around, all kinds of things. So of course, you know, it could cause a big embarrassment. But that, besides what the mattress on, it could be a big embarrassment if the man doesn't do it. And they're not going to be quite able to lose back. So it's still not there.
You could argue logically, anyway. You could argue logically, you know what? You could argue that what? That there's no chiyuv l'tesh b'shamayim at all. And Torah is patur from malchus, you might say, even according to Rabbi Yochanan. You might say. But don't give it his best story. Not do it best according to put him in a corner. You let give a Yerushalmi, or if the Bible might argue, you could say that. And even those who argue it's slap, you could still say that Mesunyam and Akal is like this, that a Risha Bidei Shemayim is the Klal Risha. Today Risha, so we get one Risha, not two, and even a Risha Bidei Shemayim is called a Risha, against the Mar Makas to deal with your Abonim. Again, you're part of the Kuliyam. And, if you look at the Gemara, Bafli in the Gila, the Zion of the Bay, you get that impression. Maybe, the Gemara Megillah that Zion Bavli might be arguing on the Yerushalmi. That's the tip of the image of that paragraph, which is found in the Akhiyat. So it's an open question. Yerushalmi is clear that this issue of the Chayvik Chorus, that's how also that flaw is crushed, but the Chayvik Chorus with Pater, Malchus, and the Chunyim Ben Akona, which is the would-be, so again, the law is kasha assumed that should depend upon a buyer of her own. The Beis Yaakov said for sure it doesn't pater. Why doesn't it pater? Because why? Because it's not bad. And the Yerushalmi seems to say that not law is open in the sluggish. About Chayvi, Mises, Shog, where they pater from Malchus and not. And the Bavli Matin Megillah might hold that Torres does pop up the mountains. Again, these are various opinions as far as this question is concerned. Oh. The Now we're ready for the major part, if you will, of today's shiur. But before that, take attendance. I've done it a few days. I have the whole sheet here. Now we start with the major topic for today. This tells us. It's a little hard to keep measuring the tosis, but we'll try to figure it out. Zar sha'achal truma labaye kodim. Ba'ochel truma b'shogeg v'hezid v'mihila the Rebbe, the Yama b'misa, the Chayim, zeres ha'kosim. The tosis starts off by blowing everybody away in the first 3 lines. This is an introduction. How many guys can't be ready to shiur? I don't know, I can't forget through the first 3 lines. What's going on? So you have to go back to background. There exists a thing called Truma, and there exists a thing called Me'ilah. Alright? Truma, we found the Farish in our Sugya. Zohar Sha'achal Truma. What happens when a person eats Truma? He sees Zohar Nagamara. He's Chayav Misa, Bidei Shemayim. What does it say? Umei Subo, Zaharim. Umei Subo, Yiyakalalu. Doesn't mean Misa Bidei. Adam, Misa Bidei Shemayim. Fine. Now, there exists a Gzera Shavar on both sides. Chet Mitruma. Okay, the word Chet is used in the context of Truma. That part, if you want to identify the various here. And it's also found in the context of Me'ilah. So we derive one from the other. Everyone agrees, presumably, that this Gzera Shavar exists. We do derive aspects of Me'ilah from Truma. The question is, how far do you carry it? So Rebbe went as far as to say that Hazen the Me'ilah is the Misa B'dei Shemayim. He said Misa, didn't mean Misa Bez. Misa B'dei Shemayim. Same as Truma. Gzera Shavar Chet Rebbe Truma. Rabbonin say no. No. Which excludes Misa. There's no Misa when it comes to Mila. No matter how, even if you're amazing, the worst you can get according to Rabbanan is Malchus. Yeah, you have Misa in Shemayim, but the worst, better than Shemata, the worst you can get is Malchus. Of course, aside from that, if you, aside from your, how should we call it, corporal punishment, which you need to be Misa in Shemayim, corporal intent, it's all young, whatever it is, it's just that you guys are doing, or Malchus, there's also monetary problems you face if you eat Truma or if you are involved in the Ila. One is, when it comes to me, you have to bring a what? Come on, say it every day if you daven. Probably. Hashem Ilas, right? One of the six kinds of Hashem. Hashem Ilas is the first one. The Ilas is the second one. Hashem Ilas, if you bring a carbon Hashem. That's one thing. But more than that, you have to pay. Right? I think the times of Ayikma, if I'm not mistaken, at the end, it says, you have to pay the money, you have to add what? Chomesh. So Karen, the Chomesh, the Osha. Plus, Malchus, if it's the Nazis. Plus, according to Rebbe, it needs to be the Shemayim, if it's the Nazis. This is Me'ilah. What about Truma? Also, this whole background information. Very important. If you don't understand the background, you really hard to figure out what's going on. I guess it's supposed to be yesterday, but maybe it was my fault. I should have realized that. Not everyone's learned the Truma here, or the Me'ilah here.